Espresso English Podcast, Episode 24, Difference Between Just and Only. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. The word just has two possible definitions. Just can mean recently. For example, be careful, I just washed the floor and it's still wet. I just washed the floor means I washed the floor a few minutes ago. He just finished a big project. He just finished means he finished the project very recently. The second definition of just is only. For example, I have just one brother is the same as I have only one brother. I thought you were hungry, but you ate just half of your sandwich. Just half of your sandwich is the same as only half of your sandwich and no more. The word only can be replaced with just in most situations. For example, only two students came to class on the day before Christmas is the same as just two students came to class on the day before Christmas. My kids only use the internet for schoolwork, not for playing games is the same as my kids just use the internet for schoolwork, not for playing games. We also have the expression, if only. In sentences beginning with if only, you can use just if you change the structure a little bit. For example, if only I had studied harder, I would have passed the test. Or, if I had just studied harder, I would have passed the test. So remember, the word just has two definitions. One is recently, and the other is only. So, only and just are interchangeable with the second definition of just, but not when just means recently. We have just one daughter is the same as we have only one daughter. In this sentence, the word just one daughter, is used with the same meaning as only. But if we use the word just to mean recently, then we can't substitute it with only without changing the meaning. For example, if I say, I just washed the floor, meaning a few minutes ago, that's different from I only washed the floor. That means I only washed the floor and I didn't wash the table, the walls, or anything else. However, it also depends on the context. For example, if somebody asks, did you clean the whole house? You can respond, no, I just washed the floor. That has the context of, I only washed the floor, because we're isolating the floor in comparison with the whole house. However, if someone says, why is the floor wet? You can say, because I just washed it. In this context, just has the meaning of recently. I recently washed the floor, and that's why it's still wet. So in this case, you can't use only. One more detail about the word just. The word order matters. For example, if you say, I just ate two pieces of pizza, that means I recently ate two pieces of pizza. But if you say, I ate just two pieces of pizza, that means I ate only two pieces, not three or four or five. Again, the difference is I just ate two pieces. I just ate means I recently ate. Or I ate just two pieces. That means I ate only two pieces. So remember, just and only are the same when the word just is being used with the same meaning as only. But when the word just is being used for recently, then it's different from the word only. Today's lesson is a free sample from the ebook 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained. I wrote this book to clarify all of your doubts about confusing English words like just and only. The book contains lots of clear explanations with lots of examples to help you understand these words perfectly. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on eBooks, and look for 600 plus confusing English words explained. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.